Well, good evening, everybody. It's good to see everybody back again tonight. We've had a great day already. Amen. We're excited about our revival here. Cody is, I think he's ready. Amen. He's been wearing out some laps in the front yard, preaching to any squirrel, possum, raccoon that listened to him. Amen. So he's ready to roll. But we're glad to see everybody here tonight, and we're excited about this. And we're just looking for the Lord to bless us and challenge us. Amen. Of course, it's always great if people come to know the Lord through revivals. But you know what? Revival, too, a great part of revival is about reviving believers and getting them to think about what it is God wants them to focus on and what God wants them to do. So we're excited about that opportunity to do that as well. We welcome everybody here tonight. I'm going to open us up in prayer. And Hannah and Rachel, and they've got somebody with them again too. So they're gonna all come up and sing a couple of songs for us. They're actually gonna sing several songs, but we're gonna let them sing two. And then what I thought we'd do for a few minutes after they sing those two songs, we'll just do a little fellowship time just to meet and greet everybody for a minute. And then I've got a couple of our guys who are gonna take up offering tonight. We're doing a love offering tonight. That's Cody's GoFundMe. Amen. So. anyhow, and he needs it too, brother. Amen. Amen. But I saw his bank account the other day. But anyway, we're excited about tonight and Monday and Tuesday as well. And I'm real excited about next week because we don't have any school. Amen.
Amen.
So, amen. Can I get a? I actually heard some people. Amen. That one. All right.
Huh? I don't have any kids in school, but I like
that. All right. Amen. That one too. But let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get started here tonight. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for this day we've already had. Lord, this is the day you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for everyone who's here tonight. We just pray, God, that you just anoint this place with your Holy Spirit. Lord, that your will and your way will be done, that nothing we say or do tonight will be about us, but be all about you and for you. And Lord, I pray for the singing, I pray for the preaching, the fellowship time. And I pray, God, that you'll challenge hearts and minds to a new level, Father, over the next 3 days. Lord, because this world in which we live is tough, it's challenging, it's not going away, it's not getting better. But Lord, I know we can get better in our service to you, and I just pray tonight and Monday and Tuesday that we can take some things away that will help us in our walk with you, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies, y'all come up and bless our hearts with some songs here. Y'all give them a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. I about fell over in the flowers. Amen.
I'm so sorry. We are being so complicated right now.
How are y'all doing this evening?
Fine, we're
good.
This is my sister, for those of y'all who do not know. Almost
We're going to get it together.
Crowd participation on this one is highly recommended because y'all are always very good at it.
Great. We're going to get them back up here in a little bit when we take up an offering and maybe play an offertory hymn for us. Before we get going again tonight, anybody got a testimony you want to share? Anybody have anything good happen in the last, 8, 9, 10 hours? Amen.
Georgia won.
Yes. Amen. All right. That is, that is a good thing. All right, I wasn't going to cross that line, but amen, since we have anyway. Amen. Well, guys, let's take a few minutes. We're just going to take a few minutes to just fellowship with each other. After we get done with that, I'm going to get them to come back up, and we're going to take up our offering. If they'll sing a song for us that we can take up that offering with, let's take a minute to greet everybody that's here tonight. Bethesda, folks, let's make everybody welcome here tonight.
About after this thing is up. What about after I get done? Then what are they going to do?
They're going to do an invitation hymn. Okay. Yep.
How's it going? All right, guys, if everybody can kind of find their seat, well, actually, I kind of want everybody to still stand up, okay? We're fixing to get a little bit excited here tonight, okay? Hey, man, it's okay to get excited at church, right? All right, we're fixing to hand you out the words to a song. We played it here a few weeks ago. It's an upbeat song by a lady who's got a tremendous voice. And I want you to just stand up and sing along with us, because a lot of you know the name of this song. It's called Overcomer by Mandisa. And we're just going to get wound up a little bit here tonight, okay? And then we're going to bring you guys up for the offertory after we get done with this. So, hey, I know this is not something that some of y'all are used to, you know, but we got to resurrect the saints tonight. We got to get some blood flow going. So we're going to play that. Did everybody get a copy of it? All right, hey, y'all, hey, help us sing along here, okay? We're gonna play this song and just kind of get everybody wound up a little bit, all right? Y'all get warm. Hit it and turn it up. All right. Y'all put your hands together in God's house tonight. Amen. All right. Y'all got the word. Any of y'all been overcomers? All right, y'all sing it out.
With some joy here tonight. Amen. All right. I want you to raise your hand. All of you who have overcome a major obstacle in your life, raise your hand. Amen. The great I am. Don't ever quit. Amen. Woo, that was pretty good. Give yourself a hand. Amen. That was good. Hey, we had to get a little circulation going here. All right. One of these days, I might turn loose and really get going on that song here. Guys, we're fixing to have our offertory prayer. I'm going to ask the guys to come up. They're going to take up the offering tonight. And we're going to get the ladies to come back up and sing us a song while we take up the offering here. So, Dylan, if you will, let's lead us in prayer.
Dear Lord, thanks for letting us be here today. And yes. I thank you for all the people that came here today. And yes. I just pray when Cody preaches, there'll be nothing about him. It'll be all about you.
Yes, amen,
I just want to pray right now, Lord, to give all the tithes back to you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So much. That is always a great hymn, no matter how much you sing it. It's always great. I think about when I hear that song, every time I hear that hymn, I think about the Billy Graham Crusades. They always ended that crusade with that, and literally tens of thousands of people came to know the Lord over the years through that song. Well, without further ado, You ready, man? Amen. Cody, Cody. Okay. We'll give him a cheer to get him up here. Anyhow, Cody's going to bring the word tonight. Let's make him welcome here tonight at Bethesda Baptist.
How about those Bulldogs?
He's dressing me up. Give me a minute.
We good now.
Ready to go.
Amen.
How are we doing tonight? I hope y'all are as excited about this as I am. Could you turn me up a little bit? Mike, there we go.
Just want to make sure that thing's still running.
Here we go.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, we good.
We're good. I hope you're as excited about being here as I am. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, and it's good to come amongst a body of believers that are like-minded and be able to feel at home. This should be our home.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
So my prayer, I've been praying for this revival for a long time, and my prayer for this is that at the end of 3 days that we might, God might could touch our heart and we could see things that we couldn't see before.
That's right.
And I challenge you, I do this every time, I challenge you to open up your heart. And because this is, for the longest time I didn't understand the Pharisees, but this is what the Pharisees, they were doing everything right. They were doing everything right. They were following the law. They were doing, but they missed Jesus in the process.
That's right.
Listen, let's not get so caught up in the law that we miss Jesus right in front of us. He could be right in front of us and touch our heart. And so let's pray for that. Let's expect that. And God's going to do big things the next couple of nights. If you have your Bible,
amen.
Would you turn to Joshua chapter 3? Joshua chapter 3. And I'm going to read this entire chapter. I'm going to skim and jump a little bit, but for the most part, I'm going to read the entire chapter. Starting in verse 1. Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priests who are Levites carrying it, you are to move out from the position and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 2,000 yards between you and the Ark, and do not go near it. Joshua told the people, consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Joshua said to the priests, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people. So they took it up and went ahead of them. And then the Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all of Israel, so they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's water, go and stand in the river. Jumping down to verse 14. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priests carried the Ark of the Covenant and went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is in flood stage. I'm going to repeat that. The Jordan is in flood stage all during the harvest. Yet as soon as the priest who carried the Ark reached the Jordan River and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away, in that town called Adam, in the vicinity of Veronath, while the water flowing down by the sea of Arab was completely cut off. The priest who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, while all the Israelites passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, my prayer tonight is that you move. There's none of me, but all of you. My prayer is that this message as you speak does not fall on deaf ears. Lord, give us the courage to look in our heart. God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for who he is. I just pray tonight that you give us hope and you give us a vision and you give us a future in you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So if you've been coming to Bethesda, you'll remember Dad talked about Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt not too long ago. And if you haven't, I'm going to run through it. So basically what happened, Moses, he is with, God chooses to use Moses to deliver the Israelites out of Egypt. And Moses, you know, I've heard scholars believe that he had a speech impairment, not the likely guy to choose to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. And he walks and he leads the people to the Red Sea and puts his staff in the water, and God splits the Red Sea. This is a significant moment for the Israelites people because they end up going from the water to the wilderness, just like Dad preached about. They go from the water to the wilderness, just as Jesus went from the water to the wilderness. If you remember his 3 years on earthly ministry, Jesus, after he was baptized, he was in the water, he comes out, the heavens open up to him. God talks down, he says, "You are my son in whom I'm loved, and with you I am well pleased."
Yes.
The Holy Spirit descends on him like a dove, and he comes up, and instantly after he comes up out of the water, the Spirit leads him into the wilderness for 40 years. 40 days, the Israelites cross through the Red Sea, and they're in the wilderness for 40 years. And so this is, I'm speaking prophetically, Jesus fulfilling this prophecy. But up until this point, we have a new leader that just got stepped into place. After these 40 years of being in the desert, we fast forward from the Red Sea. Now we are 40 years later and we have a new leader stepping into power by the name of Joshua. He's a young man and his name is Joshua. And we find, I mean, just much like in America nowadays, we are... it's election time. And when people are going to be elected, there's this tension amongst the people. Just, I mean, it's just how elections work. There's probably turmoil. There's probably people around that are thinking, "Oh man, I'm more of a qualified candidate than him." The 12 tribes of Israel are all gathered around, and Joshua, new leader, steps into place. I'm sorry, I'm a history man, so I'm going to give a little history lesson that's the way I learn. A new leader brings frustration, mistrust, and I'm sure people felt more qualified than Joshua. God tells Joshua that I'm going to exalt you just as I've exalted Moses. Everything is stacked up against the Israelite people at this time. Doesn't God do that? Out of all the time he could choose to lead the people out of the desert into the promised land of God, he chooses now. They got a new leader. Young man. Number two, they're in the desert. They've been in the desert for 40 years. Mr. Pip, you're saying you're eating on collard greens? What was it? Turnips? Turnip greens. 40 years in the desert, and all they have is manna. They have the bread of manna. And this is not the likely time. So new leader, they're in the desert, and then there's the Jordan River. And now I pointed out earlier that this was during flood season. And I said that for a reason, because when the Jordan River is in flood season, it can be up to a mile wide. When it's not in flood season, it can be as narrow as 50 feet. And so of all the time that you choose, okay, now is the time. God decides now is the time for me to lead my people into this promised land that I've promised them for over 40 years. And now the odds are stacked against their favor. Can I get an amen?
Yes. Amen. That's right.
It always seems that God takes these situations. Look at Moses. The same thing happened. Why? When I read the Bible, I always ask myself, why would he not make it easier? Why would Moses not come out of Egypt? And why wouldn't he just wander right into the promises of God? Why would he have to cross through a Red Sea? Why is there a desert? Why is there a Jordan River? And maybe, just maybe, God is not trying to tell us, do more, work harder, go lean in and try and get your hands dirty. Maybe he's saying, Let me deliver you to the promised land. Maybe it's saying, I want to put challenges and troubles and circumstance in your life so I can lead you through it. Can I get an amen?
Amen. That's right.
So in the story, we're in the desert for 40 years, and I put myself in the story, and I say, okay, I've been in the desert 40 years. I've been eating manna. I'm tired of it. I'm ready to have some collard greens, some cornbread, maybe some milk. Okay. And we approach the Jordan River, and on the other side is the promised land. Can you imagine the emotion that would go through your body that you know, okay, this is the promise of God. This is where He told me. This is His vision. He told me this a long time. The last time that God delivered us through the water, He split the sea. And so we're standing and we're I don't know, I would be kind of mixed emotions. We got a new leader. We've got all these circumstances. And here it is. I asked myself the question, what would I do in this story? And if I'm honest with myself, the way I respond, and I think I can identify with a lot of y'all, the way that we typically respond is, let me just camp out here. Why don't we just camp out here? Yeah. Let's not keep moving forward. Let's not keep progressing. Let me just camp out here, wait till the Jordan River gets back down to size, and let's just walk across.
That's right.
Or maybe let's build a boat. Let's build a boat. Let's all get around and let's put our hard energy of trying to build this boat and let's float across to the other side. And then we can get there and we can pat ourselves on the chest and say, okay, I made it to the promised land.
Yep.
Mm. If I was in the story, you would see my head pop out and say, Joseph, you mind going back and talking into, take the Ark of the Covenant and take it and walk into the Holies of Holies and pray and just make sure there's not another way for us to go. I mean, out of all the ways we could have choose, we choose to go this way. Are you sure this is what He said? I'm sure there'd be doubt, frustration. Are you sure this is the way that my God, the God that led us out of Egypt into the... Are you sure this is the way? A lot of doubt, a lot of frustration, a lot of misunderstanding would be going on with a young leader like Joseph. Joshua. Bless me. Hey. But we've forgotten about the box. We've forgotten about the Ark of the Covenant. What's in the Ark of the Covenant? We have the manna, the bread. We have Aaron's staff.
That's right.
And we have the Holy Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Inside it, it was in this wooden box that was dipped in gold. And the priests, they would carry this box around. And they would put it in a tent. And you would walk in. And it was the Holy of Holies. And you would walk in. And the priest, that is where the priest would interact with God. And we've forgotten that inside of this box is the holy, almighty, living God dwelling in this box. And my natural tendency is when I think about this story, is I forget about there's a box in front of me. So what is Joseph? Joseph is standing back there, the 12 tribes of Israel. Joshua is standing back. The 12 tribes of Israel are behind him. And he says, walk the box into the water. Walk the box into the water. Isn't it true that a lot of times when we have promises of God, there's a problem in between the promise?
Yeah, right.
There's a problem. There's a mile wide problem in between the promise. And he says, I want you to take that box and walk it straight to the problem. I want you to take God and walk Him into the problem. The last time they had been to this place, the last time God had delivered them through the waters, He split the Red Sea and they walked through untouched.
That's right.
Can you imagine these priests? They're carrying this box. Put yourself in the story. They're carrying this box and they walk into the water and nothing seems to happen. The last time they have been here, He split the sea. The last time they went into the water, he split the sea. But now they walk in and nothing seems to be happening. Because you got to understand, for him to stop the water upriver, there's millions of gallons that have to flow down in order for that to be dry. And they're standing in the water. Can you hear me? Can you hear what I'm saying now? They're standing in the water and the water is waist high. Then it's knee high, and then it's not touching them anymore. Maybe that is where you are in your life right now. You're saying, man, there is a promise that I have. There's a person that I know I should be, but there's a problem in between. Can it be so that God is asking us, listen, send me to the water. Put me in the problem.
That's right.
The priest carried the Ark of the Covenant into the water. And can you imagine the hope of the people? They walk in and nothing happens. They walk in and nothing happens. And all of a sudden they're standing back and they see the water. And I can hear Joshua right now. Hey guys, the water is going down. It's going down. We have faith. We have hope. There is a God and He's in this box and He is with us and He is among us.
That's right. Yeah.
And the water slowly sinks down.
That's right.
And they walk the Ark of the Covenant into the middle. And the 12 tribes of Israel that have stayed thousands of feet back walk by the box. And can you imagine what they said about that box? Man, this thing right here is a miracle maker. This is holy. This is way more than I am. This box right here possesses something that I might have doubted, but it is a real deal. It is true. It is holy. It is beautiful and it loves me and it's for me and it's trying to get me to my promised land. What's your mile wide river? What is the thing in your life that you feel like you're standing on the bank looking at the promised land and you know maybe it is, I know the father I should be. I know the mother I should be. I know the grandfather, the grandmother. I know the son. Is it addiction? Is it addiction? Is it ambition, pride? What is it in your life that you see the man or the woman of God that you should be, but there seems to be this problem. There seems to be something broken in between you and the promise of God, and you stand before it, and what do we try to do? We try to say, let me just camp here. I don't want to keep moving forward because it's too hard for me to walk through this water again. And we want to just camp and stay seated. Let me build a boat. Let me spend all my time and energy trying to defeat my sin on my own to try to make it to the promises of God. When He's saying, what? That doesn't work. We've already figured that out. That's why I sent my son.
Yes, amen. That's right. Yes, sir. That's right. Good job. That's it.
This is what the whole message is about tonight. Is the box has been broken. And our God is no longer in the box.
Amen.
He has come out. He is in living form. You want to? He is the manna. He is the bread of life. He is the staff. He is the good shepherd. He became the Ten Commandments. He became sin so we might become the righteousness of God. That is what it's all about. Listen, Jesus Christ did for me what I could not do for myself. And He did it for you too. Can I get a witness? We spend so much time trying to defeat sin and we know the person that we should be. But can you hear Joshua saying, send the box. Send the box into the water. You can't defeat it on your own. You can't overcome the challenges on your own. You need something greater and His name is Jesus. Can I get a witness?
That's it. That's good.
I need some water or something.
Amen. When you're in the Jordan, brother, amen. Amen.
I don't know what's happened. In this day and age, there's brokenness everywhere we look. There's brokenness everywhere we look. Broken families, broken homes, broken marriages. There's abuse, addiction. And it's foolish for me to think, to walk in here to think that y'all don't have real life issues with real life problems and you need a real life God.
That's right. That's
the reality of it. We need a real Savior right now in our country and in your life.
That's right.
I need a real Savior in my life right now.
That's right.
He's come. He's come. We should be the people that, like a lighthouse on a hill, are shining in this time in our country saying, listen, I have the answer. I have the bread. I have the staff. I have the Ten Commandments. And He's here. He died for you. You could have been the only one on the planet and He would have walked across that water and walked up to that cross to save you and to save me. Can I get an amen?
That's right.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm about to shut it down and land the plane. But when I stand up here and preach, this is something you need to know. Everything that I preach to myself. That's how I write a sermon.
That's right.
I'm in the shower and I preach it to myself. Pep, you preach to yourself too in the shower, don't you? Thank you for that. There we go. I might just start preaching now. I got some water. I was about to wrap it up.
Praise the Lord.
Keep it going, brother. Amen.
Isaiah 40. Starting in verse 10. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and His arm rules for Him. See, His reward is with Him, and His... Hang on, that was the wrong verse. Here we go. He tends His flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in His arm and carries them close to His heart. He gently leads those that have young. Who has measured the waters in the hollows of His hand, or with the breath of His hand marked out of the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? Who has understood the mind of the Lord, or instructed Him as a counselor? Listen, you want me to tell you, I have to get alone with God and preach truth into my life. My dad has to get alone with God and preach truth into your heart. Listen, there is an enemy, but he was defeated. And let me tell you the truth right now, is that get along with God, and the bigger your God is, the smaller these mile-wide rivers seem in your life. And the weight and the light of eternity, we talked about it today, it is but just a glimpse. It is this life is here today and gone tomorrow. Can we lean into the truth and the promises of God and know He will sustain us? He is the Redeemer. He is the resurrection. And He is the only one that I know that can revive a church, that can revive a county, and revive a nation. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
He is sovereign. He's almighty. He is passionate about you and your life and where you are. He is the only... What is this God that we serve that He can be intimately involved with every single person in this room? And we get so caught up in culture that we think that God doesn't want anything to do with me. He doesn't want anything to do with me, because you should have saw what I did last week or last month or in my childhood. Have we gotten so caught up and consumed with ourselves that we can't see that's what the cross is all about? That is what the cross is all about, is that where you couldn't save yourself, He came to save you. God's wrath was fully poured out on Jesus Christ so you could become the righteousness of God. Colossians 3:3 says, your life is hidden in Christ. That means when the Father looks at the Son, He sees His Son. You are covered in the blood, and instead of living trying to seek approval, let's live from approval, knowing we are approved.
That's right.
Our world needs people that don't walk around timid. I'm preaching to myself. We need leaders and people that don't walk around timid, that walk around like there's a God that walks through rivers and splits waters, and that is our God that we serve, and He's still in that business today.
Yes. Yes.
Woo!
Amen.
I'm landing the plane. I'm landing the plane, and I'm gonna ask y'all to come. Are y'all playing another song? I'm going to ask y'all to come on. Would everybody bow your heads for me real quick? I sense the Holy Spirit in this room. And I just want to, if you've been going through a hard time and you feel like there is a huge mile-wide problem in between the promise or the person that you know God has called you to be, would you just slip your hand up for me? Amen. Thank you. Father God, I ask you today that you will do what only you can do. That you could come inside of our hearts and you could change us from the inside out. God, let us not go back to thinking we can fix ourselves. Let us not go back. Let us not stand still. You told Abraham, go. He said, where? He said, just go. God, let us be people that move, that are on the move, that are walking from approval, that we are the Son with whom you were well pleased. Let us know that in our hearts and live that out. God, without you moving, we are nothing.
Yes.
We are nothing.
Yes.
You are our everything. As this revival continues, Lord, I pray that we could see more of you and feel more of you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Guys, if you will, stand to your feet. If you feel led to come up here to this altar and pray tonight, this altar's open. This altar's for God's children, man. For you to lay those burdens down. You know, we get burdened a lot of times, and we want to just carry it around with us. Lay it down, buddy. Don't be ashamed. If you acknowledge Him before men, He will acknowledge you before His Father, which is in heaven, man. So don't be ashamed to do that. As they play, when you come, if you need somebody to pray with you, we'll get some of our prayer warriors here to come up and pray with you. But let's come as the Holy Spirit leads you to come tonight.
I
have a hard time believing just. y'all so much for that. I certainly felt the moving of the Holy Spirit of God here tonight. We got two more nights. I want to invite you back again tomorrow night at 7. Tomorrow and Tuesday we'll be here at 7. Cody, that was great, son.
Yes.
That was great. I tell you, there's nothing makes you more proud as a dad when you see your son following the command of the Holy Spirit and God's calling his life. And I know Thomas, you feel the same way about Jacob and Laura. Thank you very much. I'm just going to wipe it on my cup. Amen. We take it to the dry cleaners. You know what? That was great. Y'all sang beautifully as always. Let's give them a hand. Just remind you of this. God loves you. We love you. Yes. Jesus loves you. There's nothing you can do that will make him love you any less than he loves you right now, any less than he loved you when you walked in the door, when you were born. I just pray, it's my prayer. I believe that there's somebody in this place tonight that needs to get right with Jesus. I really do. I believe that there are many people that are in churches every week who are lost, who need a Savior. It's such a simple and easy thing to do. Why would you not want the gift of eternal life? I just can't understand that. But hey, we're going to keep praying. And I want you to always remember this, guys. Bad company corrupts good character. Always keep your walk clean. Always serve God in everything you do. And I can promise you this. Your walk will not always be an easy one, but it'll always be a rewarding one. Amen. I'm going to ask Brother Thomas to dismiss us from our service tonight. Y'all feel free to fellowship around a little if you want to. And we hope to see you back again tomorrow night at 7, Brother Thomas.
Dear Lord, thank you. Thank you for your many blessings. Yes. God. Lord, thank you for using Cody, God.
Yes.
Lord, thrills my heart to see a young man in the States.
Yes.
God, I pray that you'll just be on him tomorrow night, Tuesday night.
Amen.
Lord, that we may, of course, learn more about you, but God, be under conviction, Lord, and come to know you.
Yes.
Lord, that's all this is all about. See the lost soul come to you, God.
Yes.
And reviving the old back to you.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for these young girls that sing.
Yes.
Thrill and heart.
Amen.
God, I thank you for this church, God.
Yes.
This is a cornerstone in this community, God. And I thank you for Brother Bruce, Lord. Just bless him richly, Lord. He's got a great man.
Yeah.
And got a great congregation, God.
Yes.
We see a lot of churches, God. This one right here is special. Lord, we love you and we thank you, Lord. Take us all safe home. Bring us all back safe again. We ask all this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night. Amen.
I appreciate everything you do.
You too.